pasuk to tell us really about the Ruva Jehisa Kaman, about he to tell you where did we learn out the Ruva Jehisa Kaman.
The Gemara seems not to find a clear mekor how we know the concept of Ruba de Lesa Kamon. For example, how do we know that he shecht an animal, midaraisi, allowed to eat the animal, and not be choishish, that it's a trefa? Because Rav tells us, Rav animals are a trefa, that's a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. There's no animals in front of me except the animal that I'm shechting. But since most behemoths aren't trefas, we could presume that this animal is also not a trefa. So the Gemara says, how do we know that? So the Gemara doesn't answer clearly how we know it, and we learn together Tupshatim and Rashi. Either it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, or we learn out from a Ruba de Isa Kamon. The Haino, that even though in the Havamin of the Gemara we thought that Isa Kamon is much stronger than Lesa Kamon, when Maskana was stuck to the wall, and we have to say that they are equal. Ruba de Isa Kamon and Ruba de Lesa Kamon, both we learn out from the Pasuk of Achrei Rabim Lahatis. The Nafkamina, which we had, if you remember, between the Tupshatim and Rashi, was a Rebbe Kreger, a beautiful Rebbe Kreger, who says that we know that the Gemara tells us, Ein Hochem B'momen Acha HaRoiv, which is a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. Most people sell animals for Shechita, or most people said animals for Harisha, that's called a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, and the Gemara says that doesn't help by Mormon. What about a Ruba de Isa Kamon? I have 10 behemoths in front of me, and the question is which one I sold would be Golbasiroi by Ruba de Isa Kamon. Rebbe Kveger says that the Trumas Hadeshin says that Ruba de Isa Kamon is better, and therefore that would help by Roiv.
By
Mormon. The Rashbam says, Sai Ruba de Isa Kamon, Sai Ruba de Lesa Kamon, neither helps by Mormon. Says Rebbe Kveger, it depends. If the Gemara remains that Ruba de Isa Kamon is stronger, then if I have a Gemara that says that Roiv doesn't help by Mormon, I say only by Lesa Kamon, Isa Kamon is stronger. Mashkenten, if the Gemara's Maskon is that they're both equal, so if I have a Gemara that says that we learn that Lesa Kamon from Isa Kamon, and Lesa Kamon doesn't help by Mormon, so who are then Isa Kamon doesn't help by Mormon? That was the first Nafkamina. Then we had another Nafkamina, if you remember, we have Reb Meir that holds Chashina Lemiyuta. You have to be Choshish for the Miyut. So the Ran says in Masechtas Avodah Zarah that since Reb Meir spoke about Aruba de Lesa Kamon, Dehainu, Katanu Ketana, do we say that most people become Gedoilim by 12, by 13, and Ketanas by 12? Is Aruba de Lesa Kamon? And Reb Meir says, Yechoshu Shlemiyuta. Says the Ran, since Isa Kamon is much stronger than Lesa Kamon, so when Reb Meir says Yechoshu Shlemiyut, that's only by Aruba de Lesa Kamon. Aruba de Isa Kamon is stronger, and that would help, and we wouldn't be Yechoshu Shlemiyuta. Says Rebbe Kveger, but the Shita of the Rashbam would be that if Rebbe Meir says Uchayish Lemiyuta by Ruba de Lesa Kamon and Isa Kamon is on the same level, then even by Isa Kamon, Rebbe Meir would be Choshish Lemiyuta. That was one Yisoid that we spoke. The next Yisoid we spoke over, which each Yisoid will a little bit moisive today, was what Rebbe Chaim and his Gevaldig Yashir explains. How do we learn out the concept of Lamashal Bittel B'Roiv? Achi Rabbi Mahatis tells us that if I have a Sanhedrin and I have 50 paskening one way and 21 paskening the other, we go after the 50. If I have a Sanhedrin Ketana of 23 and I have 15 in paskening one way and 8 paskening the other, so you go after Roiv. But where do we know Bittel B'Roiv from? Or furthermore, where do we know Ruba Kikuloi? As you remember, we learned with together a Rashi Masechtas Gittin, where Rashi says, "How do you know Bittel B'Roiv?" Says Rashi, "Deksiv Achrei Rabim Lahatis." As they say in Rashi and Gittin, Daf Nazayin Amid Beis. And the question was, where by Sanhedrin do we have a concept of Bittel B'Roiv? We have a concept of Hochan Acha HaRoiv. So we learned from Reb Chaim of Gevaldig Yisoid with a little bit of Aisofa, if you remember, from the Shiva from Ponovitz of Shmuel Rizovsky. And he explains, says Reb Chaim, like this. We go to a Beis Din or Sanhedrin, and we want to know if it's Chai Misa or not. So the Torah says, if 15 say it's Chai Misa, you give him Misa. So the Chaim, why did the Torah say rely on the 15? It must be that Roiv gives us a beer That's Machri the Sofi. 8 think he's Potter, 15 say he's Chayev. It's Mistava that the 15 are right. So therefore the Torah says go after Roiv. So that teaches that Roiv is Mevarer, what happened? So the Pchayim bought, to have a Psak of Dinin Nefoshes, you have to have a Seddin of 23. So if you only have 15 saying that it's Chayim Misa, where do you have a Psak of 23? It must be that there's a concept of Rubei Kekuloi. If Roiv of the 15 is saying Chayiv, then I consider as 23 is saying Chayiv. So therefore I say Rubei Kekuloi. Aber, when do we say Rubei Kekuloi? We only find Rubei Kekuloi if the Miut is not counteracting the Roiv. For example, Shchita. Roiv of the Simanim HaGeshochtim. So the Miut is a zero, it's nothing, it's not saying anything, just it wasn't Shechted yet. So we say the Roiv Geshochten is as if it's all Geshochten. But if I have 8 saying he's not Chayim Misa, so they're going against the Roiv. So where do we see that day it could change? Elamai, since we say the halacha is that it's a Pesach 23, it must be that the Torah says that the 8th day is bottled to the Roiv. That day we nullify that day, it's kilo bottle. If it's bottle, so now we could be mitzvah of that to make a Rubei Kekuloi. So in the Roiv of Sanhedrin, we have first Bittul B'Roiv. From Bittul B'Roiv, we have a Rubei Kekuloi. And we also have that Roiv is Mevar, what happened? Because the Torah said you could rely on what they say. That's basically what we had for Reb Chaim. Just there, Agav, I happened to see Shabbos. In the Shurim of Naftali Trop, he has a Ha'orah, and in the bottom it says that the Biskurov in his Shurim, when he said over the Reb Chaim, he had this Ha'orah in the Reb Chaim. The page that you had in front of you already printed before Shabbos, so I'll just read you the Shlichut Gemara in Masechtas Nozir, if you want to look it up for yourself, Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Nozir discusses the Chiyuv of a Megaleach, all the Sayyus of a Nozir. And it says in the pasuk, the gilach es kol sa'aroi. So Gemara says, why does it have to say kol sa'aroi? If it would have said the gilach es sa'aroi, I would have known that you have to cut off your hair. What's the ribay of kol sa'aroi? So Gemara says, mikan, that if it says koil, it means all of it. And if I wouldn't have the koil, I would have thought roi was enough. So Gemara says, mikan, the ribay kikuloi. So it sounds like from this Gemara that we learn out Rubei Kekuloi not from Sanhedrin, but we learn out from Nozir. So on the bottom it says a Hagod that the Kerenoyer says that this Gemara means only by Nozir, Rubei Kekuloi helps, but Kha'atari wouldn't be learned out. Akapanim Aha'ora, Reb Chaim Nemzan Kipshutai, in the Pasha Sanhedrin, we have Hochanach Aroiv, we have Bittul B'Roiv, and have Rubei Kekuloi, and that's Pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, Hadino Bittul B'Roiv, Achrei Rabin Lahatis. Then we spoke about last week a Gvaldiga Yisoid, which we had a Machoikis in the Shev Shmaisa and the Pnei Yeshua, based on a Moedika, famous Rosh and a Ritva Mesechtes Baba Metzia. The Gemara Baba Metzia brings a Mishnah, a Mesechtes Bechoiris, which says that if I have 30 behemoths, which I'm lining up to make Masa Behema, and after 5 behemoths passed through the gates, one of them jumped back, kofatz echad min haminuyim. So the Mishnah says in Bechoyres that they're all potter for Maisa behemoth. Even though I have 25 who weren't yet passed through, it all becomes potter. And the Gemara says, why? Because the Pasuk says, asiri vadai v'loy asiri sofik. Since each one is perhaps the one that was already potter, they all become potter. Fechterosh, what happened to the klal of Helchanacha Haroiv? Why do you tell me that I can't have a Siri Vadai? Everyone which will go through, I'll say, you're from the Roiv who didn't pass yet. So that should be called a Siri Vadai. Says the Rosh, nay. Since Roiv is the Gzeiris HaKosev, Helchanacha Haroiv, Diksiv, Achir Rabbi Mahatois, it doesn't say that it's not a Sofik. It's a suffix. Just a Torah says, a Gzeiris HaKosev, go after Roiv. And therefore it's still called Asiri Vadai V'loy Asiri Suffix. Sounds like from the Rosh Achidosh, which L'chayr it sounds like, not like we learned from Reb Chaim, that if I have a Roiv, it's not Mevarer what happened. Namely, I have 20 animals, I take out one. the way Reb Chaim says, if Roiv tells us that it's from the ones which aren't yet gemaisir, I presume it's not gemaisir. If it's presuming that, so why would we call it a vaday, a suffix, not a vaday? That's the chayyus of vaday. It would seem from the Rosh that Roiv is kilo gzeres akosif, comparable. If you remember, we spoke last week. If you have two edim saying that the get was thrown closer to her, and two edim saying that the get was closer to him, so the halacha is you go after the cheskas eshes ish, and she's a vada eshes ish, abo leho is chayim isa. Could we say that the chazaka of she's eshes ish tells us that there was for sure not a get? How could that be mevare? Teretz says it's takana mevare, but we learn out from a pasuk a psak she's eshes ish, and if it's a psak, so that's a psak. Does that tell us it was mevare the story? If it wasn't mevare the story, but it's a psak. Seems from the Shita Mukabetz is Beshem Derosh that Roiv is also like that. Roiv is not Mevar. Agzeris Akosa, the Torah says, go after Roiv. Let's learn inside Chaza over these words of the Shem Shmaisa. Second piece down on the left of the page, side Aleph. Lachain Nira Lani is Daiti. You have it, everybody say? The little mark over there. Lachain Nira Lani is Daiti. Lafi Masha Kosa, Beshita Mukabetz es, Perikamid, the Boba Metzia. Gabe kofatz echo ben hamenuyin lesoichan de potem ben hamaiser da siri vaday omer achmona velo yasiri sofik vehikshu da kol de parish meyuba parish vetiritz mishum de kol de parish meyuba parish einoi vaday vatoya omer asiri vaday velo yasiri sofik ayin shom da hayna da af agav da ono hochen bose de parish meyuba parish bein lahokel bein lahachme einoi elo mitzal halocha tzegzei sakosim. Aval einoi vaday, the einoi misvoy loymad the yose the parish merubai, the yachal liyos the parish min hamiyot, k'moy min haroy, u'mishum hachi asir vaday v'loy asir safik, kiven the mid asad atzmoi safik shakol, el dat toyer hitira mishum dechol the parish merubas parish, av miday sveiko loy nafka, v'at toyer omra asir vaday, v'imkein. Now he comes to the gavaldig hayisaf. Last week we said over Akasha, if you remember, from the Rashba on the Rambam. The Rambam holds Sofik Daraisa Min Hatoya Lakula. In fact, the Rashba, so if that's the case, what does the Gemara say that a Sofik Mamza is Mutter? Because the Pasuk says Mamza Vadai, Veloy Mamza Sofik. Even without a Pasuk, a Sofik Mamza is Mutter, because Sofik Daraisa, Daraisa Lakula. Said the Shav Shmaisa, I'll give you a teretz. Know what a teretz is? What happens if you have a moshav? Moshav, quarters, where roiv people are mamzerim. Miut are mamzerim. Now one person goes and marries somebody, and we have a suffix if he's a mamzer or not. So what would be our suffix deraisa lakula? What would be the din? Mutter. Why? Because I'm sorry. Also, I have Roiv Mamzerin. And there'll be a din suffer the rice of the cooler. So you go after Roiv, Roiv Mamzerin, so it's also. Says the Shev Shmaisa, but now that I have a posuk of Mamzer Vadai Veloy Mamzer Sofik, and the Rosh tells us that even if I have a Roiv, it doesn't say it's a Vadai, it's still called a Sofik. So as the Zeris HaKos of a Mamza Vada, if a loy Mamza Sofik, this child or this person is Mutter Lomi Bekol. Without the Rosh, it's a Vada. Roiv Mamzeim, you're a Mamza. But the way the Rosh says that even when I have a Roiv, it still remains a Sofik. So if I have Roiv Mamzeim and Miyad Ksherim, so without Sofik Mamza, it's a Vada also. Now that I have a Zeris HaKos of Mamza Vada, it's Mutter. So to Shem Shmaitzah. Im kein im hu adin be mamze da toyo om mamze vade vlo mamze sofik im kein a feel he khad de polish nami lo nafi me khas veke um mut men a ko lo ve me na toyo lo ve ko va feel be ray psulem be adin en shpesh ve doy and that will be a terrace on the ramba. Now the shevs this shevs meise in shabbes in shai aleph in the first part of shevs meise. The Shev Shmaisa brought a Pnei Yeshua which says this teretz, but the Pnei Yeshua was speaking about Aruba the lesser kamon. And he said the same mahalach as the Shev Shmaisa, by Yeruba the lesser kamon. Says the Sheresh Maisa, v'hod the kosavne b'shmeisa aleph. The guy mamze sofik hecha dika roi v'chazoka havele mamze vade lafuki mashkoz b'nei Yeshua. You arguing in b'nei Yeshua, haynu ruba the lesser kamon. Ukumay hach ruba sha'amru dilma lab aviv shmamina dazina basi ruba havele roi v'habom and hasvara to roi v'hu kain shahu aviv. Aval gabi pirish meruba eino roiv detalia misvara v'adiraba misvara yocholiyo is the pirish min hamuot kamoi min meruba ukunumuchach medive shita mekubetzes basire v'adai aval heicha deloiksiv betoira lemait sofek azlinan basiruba v'pirish mitzad interessant loshen gezeyas hakosov halacha l'moishe misinai leilech basa parish meruba parish. That the Sheresh Maisa Gemara the Nechidush. That even though we would have thought from the Gemara Masechtas Chulin that Iruba the Issa Kamon has much more koyach than a Muvid Lesser Kamon, so the Choy, which you would say means that it would be more than a Varer Aruba the Issa Kamon than a Muvid Lesser Kamon. Says the Shmaisa the Emes is Faket. Ruba the Lesser Kamon is a Svara. Most people in the world were born from their mother's husband, so this child was also like that. Most behemoths aren't treifers, so we presume it's a treifer. That presuming says it's not a treifer. That presuming says that it's a svara. But if I have 10 pieces of meat and 9 are kosher and 1 isn't, how could we presume that this piece of meat is not from the one which is treif? Elamai, it's a gzeris akosav. If it's a gzeris akosav, then it's not cool, it's not a sofek. It's a sofek with a psak. And the psak is, you go after roiv. Like Chazoka says she's a eishes ish, roiv says it's a badai. But not that it's a sofek, it's a psak. Being that the case, if I have kofatz echem min abanuyim, which is a ruba de isa kamon, the Rosh says that's a sofek. And the same case by a mamzer would be a sofek. But if I have a ruba de lesser kamon, that's not called a sofek anymore. That's called I don't have a sofek. The roi was mevare, and that would be a vade. The Chem de Shloima in his Shuvah says the same exact chiluk as the Shev Shmaisa. And he brings this a Mori de Karaya. Every time I have 10 animals and I give a smack on the 10th animal and I say Maisa, how do I know it's not a traitor? Because of Roiv. So how could the Shita Mekabetza say that Roiv is always makes it a serious suffix? Every time I have Maisa Baim, I have to rely on Roiv. Elamai. That's Ruba de Lesser Kamon. If it's a Ruba de Lesser Kamon, it doesn't say Claire, maybe it's a Trefa. So that's called Vada. But if I have 10 or 20, and Roy Vakosha and Miyat aren't, that's still called a Sofe, because that's just a Psakdin. This is what we had from the Sheresh Maisa. Before we chaz over the words of Rabbi Chanan, I'd like to learn with you a Mori Dika Tshuvas Rebbe Kvega. The Gemara in Yevamis speaks about a Mori Dika Intesi Machlokes Tanoim and Amiroim. If I have Trey or Trey, let's take the case we had before. Two said Korev Loi and two say Korev Lo. So the Gemara says, according to one man, the Oma, you go after Chazaka. So Mamela, we say she's an Eishes Ish. One man, the Oma, says, Minatoya, you can't even go bust the Chazaka. It's a Sufik. Why? Because the strongest psak in the world is Eidim. Apishnaim Eidim Yochim Dogum. So how could you say we'll paskin with the Chazaka against the Eidim? The Eidim is the strongest. So you can't go bust the Chazaka. The other man, the Oma, says, that's not a problem. Since Chazaka is not being mevare what happened, it's a psak. So we're not saying, oh, you two Eidim that say Korev Loi, you're right. We're not saying you're right, we're not saying you're wrong. But what do? We give the Chazaka. That's the Gemara. Rebbe Kvega in his Tshuvas, Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, has a subject. There's no Gemara in Shas that speaks about what happens if I have a tray or tray, and I'll have a roiv paskening according to one way. What would be the din over there?
Well,
Let's see a few lines in Bikfega, Simon Kufla Mazayin. Masha cut all the way in the bottom of the page. Masha Kosa Bal Svekoi de Bal Shoshanas HaAmokim. The Shoshanas HaAmokim is a prima godim. Betray utrei b'mokim roiv. What's the din of trei utrei b'mokim roiv? The muchach, he brings a raya, mima de mashma b'raivid, de mashma betray utrei. Al piron hashtar, the loy magbinon, hare, after beches kashtor biot chamai boi, matzien bezer, odif miroiv de ein matzien, vafilohochi loy mahani betray utrei. So he brings a raya from Shtor Chabiyodi, my boy. We won't go into that. Noiser, Betrega's stats, Mestapik, what's together, if that's a Roy or Chazoka. But our Kapon and Pimagodim has a Shiloh. Trey or Trey. And Roy says like one of the cat Adam. What is it then? So Betrega, Lemaisa, is not Machriach. What would be the halacha of Trey or Trey, B'mokim Roy? In the Hagoyis of a Betrega, from a Baruch Tam, he says that this question of Rabbi Kvega, the way the Shev Shmaisa learns, will be totally if it's a Ruba de Isa Kamon or a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. If it's a Ruba de Isa Kamon, so what is it? It's like a Chazoka. If you go bust a Chazoka by Trey Trey, then you go bust a Roiv. You know why? Because Roiv is not being Machriya like one of the Kat Eidim. Roiv is just saying a Psah. So if Chazoka is allowed b'makom trei trei, then Roiv would also be allowed because we're not siding with one of the Edom, we're just paskening. But if we're speaking about trei trei, and one of the Edom are against the Ruba de Lesser Kamon, so if we're going to go after Roiv, what are we going to say? That we're going to say that these Edom are right. We can't do that. Because Edom is stronger than Roiv. So then it would remain a Safik, and we wouldn't go bust in the Roiv. So what the Shev Shmaisa is saying, B'negei to Safik Mamzer, Achila between Ruba de Isa Kamon and Lesa Kamon. B'negei to Asiri Vadai, there's a Achila between Ruba de Isa Kamon and Lesa Kamon. The third Nafkamina would be by Trey Trey. Trey Trey, where Chazoka helps, would Roiv help? Says the Baruch Tam, that this question of the Prima Godim, according to the Shev Shmaisa, would depend. If it's a Ruba, Disa, come on, it's a Psak. If Chazoka helps, then Roiv would help. We're not going against the Edom, we're paskening. We don't know? Go bust the Roiv. But if Roiv is a Ruba, the Lesser, come on, which has to be Mevare, one side of the Edom, that's Kemenish Ton. We already spoke about Momus. That's the Machlokes Tumas Hadesh and the Rajman. I mean, the question, that's another issue. That's, we'll leave that aside. Akuponim, does the divan, does the shtikul haysofa of the vet of the Shev Shmaiser? Rabbi say, Echul Fegan Eichnoch HaShayla. Ketza Nedayne Lahaydine. You know there's a klal, but the Gemara learns that from Mishnayis, Mesech Tistayis, Sofik Tuma B'shus HaYochid, Sveik Reitame, B'shus HaRabin, Sveik Reitor. What happens if you have a roiv? Safik tuma b'shus hayochid, and I have roiv saying that it's tar l'mashul. A person touched something in a b'shus hayochid, which was normal. Safik tuma b'shus hayochid is tame. Now I have a roiv that I tar, and one is tame. I have tzfadeyim and I have shrotzim. Roiv of them are tahirim, and me this tame, and I touch one, and I don't know which I touched. What's it then? Is that safetum b'shasayachet tame, or I have a roiv and it's tahir? What's it then? Or I don't want to get you involved in mishnayis meseches tayris, but let's say I'll have also a ruba de lesser kamon. And I'll presume something, l'mashul, roiv children wouldn't touch something. But it's just a yachid. Will we say it's tome because the roiv doesn't help? Because it's still a safik, adonish. Het ashtikol from the Prima Godim in his spirish Rosh Yosef Masech Tzchulin. V'ayin oid b'shagas ayi, the top left of the page. Shekosav l'chadish. You have it? Ba'ayin oi b'shem shagas ayei Shuvas ha'chadoshes Soif simen yudches Shekosav l'chadosh Da'af d'mevuya B'sugya d'ksuvis Da'af tezvav omer alef Tes sefardim V'sheretz echod Agimor I have Tes sefardim and one sheretz Svadeya aren't metama A sheretz is metama The Gemara says in Ksuvis, Tohor, Ach Bishus Ayochid, Kivon, Dazlina, and Basaruba. It states that Mephoresh Gemara, that Roiv Tohorim helps in Sofitum Bishus Ayochid. Is that a Kasha in the Sher Shmaisa or not? Basically, about Kapana Mephoresh Gemara, Sofitum Bishus Ayochid, where you have Roiv Tohorim, you go Basaruv. Says the Shagasaye, Mikomok and Kozehurak, Beruba, the Issa Kamon. Mashain came Beruba the lesser come on Metamina Beshusayochid Pungfaket from the swan of the Shev Shmaisa. Aruba the Isa come on is stronger. Lamashal, Loi Khashina Lamuta, Baruba the Isa come on doesn't help. Why not? Me it is command the lesser. Aruba, the less that come on, says the Shagasaye, is less mevayer than Aruba the Issa come on, and therefore it's still called Safik Tuma Bishus Hayochid, and would be Tomei, even though the Roiv says that is Tahar. So here we have the exact opposite of the Shem Shmaisa, how we would have thought before we learned the Shem Shmaisa, based on the Gemara Masechtos Avodah Zarah, as they say in the Shagasaye. It's a nice that the Prima Godim brings from a Tosfos in Nida, the Tosfos in Beferish has no difference, but the Gemara Masechtos Avodah Zarah, they're both Tohar, if you have a Roiv, of the Shagasaye is, his psak is, Aruba Deisa Kamon helps, by Savitum Mishas Yochti Mimitai, and Aruba Deisa Kamon does not. Close, so we have a base of Hein Tzveyes office. Ein hot min ha-shailas, trey b'mokim roiv, what's the din? And the second shail is, sofitun b'shus ha-yoch, when I have a roiv, eshens, a gemara that says, roiv helps to make that it's tor. Shagasai says, rubud lesa kaman is worse, and it doesn't help sofituma, and Tais and Rashi and Nida says that it's the same. Just the chazah over nocha yisoy that we spoke last week, I hope it was clear, obudas is ha-shtikol ha-yisofa, Al derech from the Chayim that we said over from the Bechon. What's the given the kasha was the Bechon and comes to fan for a moye the kasha for Taisus of Chulin that it alef amir alef. The Gemara says in Chulin daf tes amir alef menolon dazlinon basa chazok. Then I have another Gemara two blat later menolon dazlinon basa roy. For Taisus since we have a cloud. Ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. So if that's the case, what do I have to have the yafus? Roiv helps. Roiv is stronger than chazaka. Once I know chazaka helps, a double posha then roiv helps. That's Tosfos' kasha. Comes a bechanan and it says a posha pshat to add to Tosfos' kasha. What's the Tosfos' kasha? He starts off with the gemara and Masechtas Yevamos. Could you kill Api Chazaka? Abad?
Yeah.
Could you kill Api Eid Echad? No. So what's stronger? Chay Chazaka is stronger. If that's the case, why does the Gemara say in Masechta Zivamis that an Eid Echad is Neman even the Mokim Chazaka? The Hainu had a piece of meat that we named on was Treif. The Eid comes and says, I know that this piece of meat is kosher. So the Gemara is a maskana, which is one day in Shulchan Aruch, that Eid Echad helps, Keneged is Chazak Isur. For the Shev Shmaisa, why? What's stronger, Eid Echad or Chazaka? Chazaka you kill with, Eid Echad not. So if that's the case, if Eid Echad is worse than Chazaka, how can Eid Echad be Neman, Keneged Chazaka? So the Baruch Hanan, a portion of Bira, V'choyer. When you put on a scale, Chazaka or Eid Echad, what has a stronger Toikif? Chazaka has a stronger Toikif. But where was Chazaka given? In Sveikis. I don't know what the story was. I don't know that the Neged gets smaller or not. So the Torah says, it was bigger yesterday. We said today it was also bigger. Samivare. But the Torah says when they have sveikas, what are we supposed to do? We're stuck. Chazaka, upaskin, not being mevarech. What's the gedda of Eid Echad? When Eid Echad is Neman. He's mevarech. It's not a gzeres akosid. When he's Neman, by Yisurin, he's mevarech. What the story is? So when Eid Echad comes and says, this piece of meat, I saw the shechita, and it was checked, it's not a trefa. So we don't have any sveikas. We say this piece of meat is kosher. Ah, we had a chazaka. Chazaka falls out the window. Because chazaka is the only place when there's sveikas. So the Bechonim, if you want to put on a scale, chazaka or roiv, what's stronger? Chazaka. Chazaka helps to kill. Chazaka helps for momen. Chazaka is a stronger chaz. Chazaka, if you're before Adan. It's a wall. You can't go against the chazaka. But where was chazaka given? Chazaka was given to Paskin in Sveikas. If I have roiv, I don't have a sofik. Because roiv is mevare what happened. So ruba the chazaka, ruba adif. Why? Not because roiv is stronger than chazaka. Roiv says a biru, says if I have a biru, there's no place for chazaka. So what's Tosis Kasha? Since Ruba v'Chazaka Ruba Adif, I put them both on a scale. Roiv outscales, outweighs Chazaka, so must be it's better. So why do you have to have a person for Roiv's name? Really, Chazaka is stronger. Roiv helps to be Mevare. So until I know that Roiv is Mevare, I don't know Roiv helps. So you have to have a person that Roiv helps. Let's chaz over these three lines of Rebuchan and Amor Yudhiki Yisoy. In the middle of the page, Ois Dalit. Chulin dafir aleph menoha nemili dazina baseruba vehikshu betoisves halikfalo madu dazina baseru chazaka vemkein kol shekein dazina baseruba daruba vechazaka ruba adif venirlani is dati liyash dihinei iboi b'shas reish perk reish rabba imedecho neman b'mokim chazaka v'lo yivshita v'das ksas rishoinim v'lo halocha kaimrlan deirecho neman b'mokim chazaka ulecho yirkoshe eich efshe sheyiye eirecho adem chazaka haloi matzino beduch de tuva dazine basa chazaka ap edvarim she'ei eidecho neema ben kigoi bedine nefashes u bedvar erva dazine basa chazaka ap de chayiv misa ve'eidecho neena neema naze ala be'emes akosha midi dehinei ha dazine basa chazaka vaday ein hatam mishum de chazaka mevareres esamaisa haga atzmecha isha shazarek labai lo get sofi karav la sofi karav loy that's mukin lachas because Eishas is de chitoyma shemepnei shahoyse ad at Eishas is hadas mechras that's mevare shaget vali karav loy nofa vali karav loy avada nisht Val Korchach ein al gzeis hakosim. The heicha de mesafkulan uv the heichi hava nazine basa chazaka. That's a psak halacha. The kiva de decha neman bisurin levares amaisa heicha hava memela leshayekan lemeza basa chazaka. The chazaka ein amay elas abamokim sofik. Umi kiva and shehid haeid su leka kan sofik klal. Vim kain. Af agav de chazaka vade adifa tuva meid echad mikomokim ad de eid echad nememokim chazaka, not because he's stronger but he's mevare. What happened? De beemes chazaka hachanayim lin ruba chazaka avshaloy mekein de beemes, what's stronger? Chazaka adif miruba mishamachi af agav de lomag lezine bechasa chazaka emez em raya mikol there's no raya mikolishka lezine basa ruba da vaha de kam ruba chazaka ruba adif ואח אשר כבר למד את הזין לבסרובה ורואי מברה ומסלק את הסופק וכיוון שאין כאן סופק ממילא חזוק לא מילא ולא מירידה כמו שנסבור לעניין עד אחד הקופון בכל נמזון הזה ביזיין Rebbe Reb Chaim, that Roiv is a gedda for Mevare, so my male, the reason why Ruba v'chazok Ruba Adif is, because Roiv is Mevare, what happened? Just Rabbi said, let's diversify from Amash and Mashal. The Welt sagt eben a Memre von der Bjernissen Eibischitz. Steht in der Posit Achir Abba Mahatis. Es kommt der Goyim mit der Teine zu Klaisa. Klaisa with a Miet. With a Miet in der Welt. Atem hama akne kol ha'amu steht in the post of the Pasha V'Aslam. Is a bazoi, why don't we mechuyiv to go after Roiv? Roiv, zan Roiv de Amad Azorah. So Mamela, we should be mechuyiv to go after Roiv de Amad Azorah, but they zan in the Roiv. Is that fact the Kasha? So their Kasha steht in Medrash. It's not Medrash HaKasha. Basically, the velta of the tibur b'shem the medrash. So that's velta tamayim a member from the bionisim. But the medrash and pashas vayikra. Chalim nach apashu is in medrash. This is vayikra dalid oisvav. Shem medrash azoy. Goy echad shoal es yibishua ben korcha. A goy came and asked yibishua ben korcha. Ksiv b'tayraschem achi rabim lahatois. Onu merubim mikem, we're more than you. We're the avodazor. They ma ein atem mashvinon imonu b'avodazor. Poshut l'shayla. Omar lei sebishua ben korcha answered. Yesh l'cha bonim. You have kinder. You have children. Omar lei his katani tzarosi. You got my weak point. You got my weak point. You asked about children here. Omar lei lama. Why is it your weak point? Omar, habe bonim yeshli. I have a lot of sons. B'shor shein yoshin al shulchani. When they come for supper, they come for a meal. Zeh mevorech alahei ployni. This one, kitay brocha to dem getchka. Zeh mevorech alahei ployni. Veinam oindem yisham. Ashim efats vitzin moichin eilel eilel. They don't leave until they have fist fights with one another. Omar loy, umashvatem imoin. And you make shalom with them. Omar loy loy. Amaloi, ad sha'at and mashvay son Allah, hishvay is bonecha, nidcha v'holochloi. Until you make shalom between your children, then come back to me. The hainu. They didn't know Oyvdav Adizor. But each Oyvdav Adizor is Oyvd, what's good for him. What's good for him. So it comes out, there's no roi that Oyvdav Adizor. Everybody's worshipping himself. Now the way how he has that Adizor is, I mean, this will give him panosa, then he may never get panosa, and he's fucking roi. Let's get medish. The Benison Gazov, as Roiv, we only need when you have a Suffolk. When you have a Suffolk, then you have a Roiv. About Mosh Kay Svekis, we're talking Pasha from Roiv. Bechonzat Chazok is Azoy. Chazok is, if you have a Suffolk, you have Chazok. If you don't have any Svekis, because you have a beer, it's happening to Kay Chazok. Gemenish Basa Chazok, you go Basa Roiv. Mam Galanta Boisai. And Mahomyat Sagraisa Asa. How Rave works. Is Rave a Sofit? Is Rave a Vadai? Is Lamadachna Damon and Nachamo the Verta from the Ran and Avodazar? The second piece on the top of the page on the left side base is a Shtikaran that we learned in Avodazar. The Villa Abyssal Moisiv Zain and Dem Shtikaran. The Ran, like we said over in the beginning of the Shia, says that when Rimei says Chashinon Lemiyuta, that's only by Aruba de Lesa Kamon, but not by Aruba de Issa Kamon. And the Ran explains, and he says why. Says the Ran, Vafilo Tim Saloima, the second piece on the top of the page, the second line in the Ran. Vafilo Tim Saloima, the high miyuta domi le miyuta de Saris, the island is, Afilo Hachi Lesle le Mechish Beiler Ameyah. Midamina perikama dechulin minaha milsa dam rabbanon zilba seruba umetamina nala minalon diksavachri abim lahatos umahadrina the Gemara answers ruba the isa kamon kain tisha chanuyis v'sanhedin lemi boilon ki mi boilon ruba the lesa kamon kain katan ktana alma the beruba the isa kamon afilo remeya moida bay the time of the milsa shakivan shahuroid viadua lefaneno. Hayichoshev levatel es hamiyot v'lasoyse kemisha eina. Shtei neran agedah and achidosh in Aruba de Issa Kamon. That which the Gemara says Aruba de Issa Kamon is stronger is because since it's in front of us, so I have a miyot and a roiv. The gedah keilu is that the miyot is bottled to the roiv and it's commander lesser. Mashenke, I don't have a roiv in front of me. The roiv is from the veld. Roiv animals aren't treifer. That roiv doesn't make the miyut and it doesn't exist, and therefore Meir says ichashin in lemiyutan. The Rabbanan argue under Meir, and they say that we're not choishes lemiyut, not by Issa Kamon, not by Lesa Kamon. What's the basis for that? What nekuda is the Chachamim being mechulik under Meir? Valid, Shaila. Remeya says we are chayish lemiyuta. The Chachamim say that we aren't. I'd like to say over a shtickel Gemara, a shtickel mechud, a shtickel Gemara. The Gemara speaks about if you have a roiv saying one way and a chazaka saying another way. So we have a klal, ruba chazaka, ruba ada. If you go basi roiv, says the Gemara in Masechtas Nida and other places in Shas, that according to Reb Meir, the Reb Meir is chayish lemiuta. So you know what happens? You put that miut with the chazaka, and it makes it suffic deraisa. Whereas according to Chachamim, roiv helps. According to Reb Meir, it's chayish lemiuta. It makes it now for suffic deraisa. So that means Reb Meir is not just saying chashin lemiuta. Reb Meir could use that miut and say, let's put it with the chazaka, and I'll make it into a half and half. And the Chachamim say we don't do that, and the roiv remains the machria. The Beis Halevi in his tshuvas explains what's stated in the Gemara. But the Beis Halevi has a hinei b'masechtas kiddush in the top right of the page. Hinei b'masechtas kiddush in daf pei gabei tinek shenimsa b'tzad ha'isa. You have it? You find a tinek next to a piece of dough. Ubotzek biyode. The Reb Meir mitayer. The Av agav the roiv tinoikis mitapchin. Roiv children play with the dough. So if the roiv tinoikis play with the dough, so we say the tinoik is tamei. He was metam of the dough. Says the Gemara. Says Reb Meir mikomokem isazu becheskas tahira oimedes. Smoich miuta deina mitapchen lecheskas tayer deisa veisra leirubai have a suffic tuma dein by das lishoil ditar. What are we doing over here? We're using the chashina lemiuta lahokel. That means Reb Meir is a deraisa de kasvar. We use normally chashina lemiuta is lahachmer. Here we're using the miyuta lahokel. Again, roiv tinoikis metapchem beisa. The isa has a cheskas taya. Roiv kinder, we touch the dough. Vemela, I see a piece of dough in the child's hand. I say, roiv says he touched it. The isa is tummy. Comes a mei and says, no. Since chashina lemiyuta and miotinoikis are metapchen, and the isa and the has a cheskas taira, so we say it's a sofik tuma. Sofik tuma, the Mishnah says, ein la das lishov, the one that touched it has no das. What's the din? Tor. So over here, Reb Meir would say tor because chashin lemiuta, and the chacham would say tum. Says the Beis Halevi. The rabbanon metamen. You have it, Rabbi Yisrael? Rabbanan mitamen. In this case, the Rabbanan say it's tomei. The ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Upirisham, the Reb Meir ozul tamei. Rashi says, pish Rashi sham, the Reb Meir ozul taima. The chayesh lemiuta, umishum hochi ledidei, ole miuta, umitztare v'hadi chazaka neged roiv, v'rabbanan letamayu, the loy chayesh lemiuta. So it comes out that we use in this Reb Meir svara, Faket, Lakula. What's together? Let's take a look at a few lines into the Beis Halevi. Amnon, around two thirds of down, the end of the line. Amnon, de'eni tanu yedeya heich lahaz behadvarim.
Amnon.
The end of the line. Last word line is de'en. Amnon, de'eni tanu yedeya heich lahaz behadvarim. How the Gemara knew that Reb Meir is not stam a chumra, but Reb Meir could apply lakula. He doesn't know klav who the Gemara got it from. Obe hadvarim muchrochim umuvarim lehedi b'Gemara. The zeh toli b'zeh. To Reb Meir, the svirle the midrabban and chashin lemiuta svirle the loyaminon miuta command the lesser ve'ena klal rak da toya gozra shenezo lahalacha kaharoyv. ומשם הכי חושב המיות וכשנצטרף אימא יועיד חזקה היסופיק דרייס נגד הרויב and by תומה ומיתוי ולרבונה דלוי חייש למיות הכלל היו לגמרי כמנדלסה Mishumhoch gam be ikke chazoka messiah eino midaraisa, mishumhochi mitamino isa. Says the Beis Halevi, a kabbalta gazashtei negamor. Many Rishonim say Rimeis chashin lamiuta is only midrabona, but it's not a svara midrabona. When Rimeis chayish lamiuta is because he holds roiv, it's a gzeris hakosav. Gzeris hakosav doesn't say the mead doesn't exist. Gzeris hakosav. The mead is still here. So if the mead is still here, then midaraisa could use that mead and attach it to a chazoka and to make it a mechza and be metaher. Chachom and then hold loy chashin lamiuta. Why? Because hell, there is no mead. The mead doesn't exist. Because Roiv says that the mead is command the lesser, even by Ruba the lesser come on. If that's the case, there's nothing to come in assistance of the chazoka. So I have a roi and I have a chazaka. So Ruben the chazaka, I audit and it's tamei. So it comes out that the Meir Shita, which started off as being a chumra, is the yisoid how roi works. The reason why the Meir holds chashin lamiut because he holds the psak of roi is exeis akasa. The miut is here. Once the miut is here, I could be mitzayef to a chazaka to make it 50-50, I'd be mitar. According to the Chachomim, that loy chayshin on the miyuta, because they hold roiv is mevarit. So there is no miyut. There is no miyut, so I'm stuck. I have nothing to be mitzayef to chazaka. It's ulu the chazaka, it's ubal. So do ein zach, I both said that we didn't touch. And I just like to learn it, the kitsa, about that we're not going to spend more time on this. We'll learn chulin, spend time at kavur, kamechza, amechza. But Skadai, just to be ma'oyah, a kleina nakuda that comes out from the Rishonim. Let's take a look at Gemara Masech Teschulin, Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph, under the shtickle from the Beis Halevi. Teisha Chanuyos. Yeah? Teisha Chanuyos, Kulon, Moichos, Bosa, Shchuta, Va'achas, Moichos, Bosa, Nevela. I have 9 stores. They all sell Bosa, Shchuta, and one store sells basa nevela. V'lokach me'achas mehen, and I walk into a store blindly, and I bought a piece of meat. Ve'ein yedeya me'ez mehen lokach, and I don't know from which store I bought. What's the halacha? Sveika yasa. Even though the roiv store kosher, safek is asa. Uvenimsa, but I find a piece of meat in the street, then holach acha haroiv. Then I go after the roif. Why is that? Says Rashi. Sveikoi osa. Dinafkolon mikroi perkam basa diuma perkam adiksuvis kol kavua kemechza amechza domi. Vize min hakavua loka. Aval nimsa denied. It left the place of its kriyas. Holach acha haroiv. The hashta lav kavuahu. The Yisoid is the Gazar. I find a piece of meat on the street. What's the question? From where did it come from? So if I have a roiv of kosher and one of treif, I say it came from the kosher store. But if the suffix starts, which store did I go to? So then the suffix starts in the place of Isurim and Heter. The suffix starts in the place of Kriyas, Kol Kavua, Kamechza Mechza Domin. Comes all the Rishonim and have a problem with this Gemara. What's the problem? Let's see a Shtikl Rajba, but the same Shtikl you find in the Ran, in the Ramban. Vim Toima. You have it? Kivon the Os Iser Hamaurev Beheter Amina Be Kavua Heichi Mashkechinan Iser Bota Beroiv Da Iser Kavuahu U Kamechza Mechza Domin. I have a pot of soup, and it falls into the soup, treifa soup. So what's the halacha? We say it's bottle be roiv. Why do you say there's a roiv? Why don't we say kol kavua kemechza mechza domi? V'yesh loy ma, the loy aminon hachi ela be'isa choshev she'ena bottle. Abba b'chol iser, the last line, bitul, lo yamina kavua dahabatalu. The shayla is, who comes first? First comes the bitul, Well, first comes kavua. So let's take the case of the stores. 10 stores. Are the stores bottle? Each store is kosher, kosher, kosher. One of them is trade. Nothing is bottle. The question is, to which store did I go to? So there's nothing to be mevakel b'issa. The only question is where you went to. So that's called kavua kemechza mechza. But if I have a taruvis, and the issa was nisarev in heter, so what do you say? Say kavua? There's no kavua over here. The issa became bottle before you started to say kavua, and that's why the taruvis is bottle. Don't stay in there, Rashi. A yesoid gadol from the Brisker Rav is Chaim Levracha. It's not in any of his svarim, but it's brought in one of the Talmidim svarim Torah Azura by Peramshik in a sefer Masechtas Truma. The Oilam knows that in the parsha of Bita Beroiv there are two types of Bita Beroiv. One is Mamashal a soup. I have a pot of kosher soup falling in, and some chela fell into it. So as long as there's roiv of the kosher or no tam shishim, it's mutter. That's called a bittel of lach b'lach. And what's the halacha? Can you eat the whole soup? Yeah. Even though before the soup was, let's say, 3 pints, and now it's 3 pounds and pints and 3 ounces, you eat the whole thing? Oh, but what happens if a person has a big basket of meat, and one piece of meat fell in, we'll say it's a chaticha, which is ain't a ruli l'skab, but it's not a berry, and fell in. So could you cook everything together and eat it? Or could you eat everything together, make a big sandwich, jumbo, whatever they're called, a jumbo, 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 and eat everything together at a nisht? The state of Shulchan Aruch, Shem Derajba, that each piece of meat you could eat, but you can't eat everything together. That means that this is not a bitter which makes it ois. Because if we make it always like the soup, so you'll be able to eat the whole thing. So what is it? Is it bitter or is it not bitter? What is it? If it's bitter, so everything should be mutter. And if it's not bitter, so what allows you to eat the meat? So Biskurov said a chiddush gadol. Why is it that in my soup I can eat the whole thing? You know why? I have a soup. I have a soup, and I take out 1 spoon of the soup. So, in this soup, in every part of the soup, there's roiv, is heter, and miet, mutter. So therefore, in every masho, there's the bittel. So every masho becomes ois. But if I take 10 pieces of meat, so nothing, one didn't go into the other, so each, the piece of meat that remains, treif, doesn't have in it a roiv. Just the whole thing together, there's roiv is heter, and miyat isa. But that one single piece of meat remains bisuri. So therefore, for me to eat everything together is asa. Because that one single piece of meat doesn't have a bittel in it to be mevatlet, so it remains bisuri. But each piece of meat I could take and eat and say, this is from the roiv. So I can eat everything up, but not everything together. So the Biskrov says, so what's the dim bittel of a taruvus? You know what the bittel is? That it's ois kavua. The whole bittel is that we don't see the issa kavua. You know why? Because we look at the whole unit as one unit together, as a taruvus. So in the taruvus, the issa is bottle. If it's bottle, then we don't apply kavua. So the bittel of lach b'lach makes the issa evaporate, because in every particle there's the roi. So the issa is not here. The issa is halach roi. But when I have each piece of meat to remain separate, I don't have a roi in the piece of meat. In the unit, as a whole, I have a miyut and a roi. That bit of roi says that I don't look at the issa as itself a mokim kviyas. It's with the whole taruvis. It's not kavua. If it's not kavua, I could say a bit of beroiv. But the bit of beroiv doesn't make it. It's not here. Bit of beroiv just allows that it shouldn't be kavua. Said the biskurov in the second piece on the top of the page on the left. The time of the milsa right under the ram. The time of the milsa nira api mashakosav harajba v'toyas habayis. The chatichas yovesh biyovesh shenis batlu b'roiv osa lecha kulam b'vas achas el b'zeh b'zeh davka b'zeh hazeh u'v'smag machmir ha'b'zeh hazeh b'adam echad shalo yoichal ha'koyl v'ay kasev arash b'adachatichas yovesh b'yovesh shenis batlu b'roiv imchaze u'bishlam shuv nesu kulam mishum dedei ha'bishul hem noisen tam בצורך סמך לבט, הרמבוי את הסובה, דיובש ביובש, כיוון דוהי איסוי מתבפני עצמוי, ואין המסער ומהתר, אין בוי דין ביטל בעצם, ואיס אין המסבטל. וכל דינוי אין אלו משום, ובכל חתיכו וחתיכו, אז נינן אחרויב ככל ספק איסר. והדין בישול אין אלו אינן זה שלו, אינן ככבו, והדין ביטל אין אלו, לעניין זה, שלא יהנידן כקבוע, וישייך בידינו דהולך אחרו, ועל כן דווקא בזה אחזה מותר, אבל בבסחס אין כאן הולך אחרויב, וכן אם חוזר בישלן, כיוון שישלן הסברתו שוב נעשה כולם בנוי סנטם, וכן שמעתי מכבוד מוי ורבי הגי ודבריס שליטה וידבר. So comes out that what we have a concept of bit of roi by yovish has nothing to do with the concept of bit of roi by alach. Bit of roi by alach says it's not here, it's non-existent. By yovish, the pshat is each one if they ask me, I presume he's from the roi. But to look at everything together and say the issa is not here, kenich nishton. Ah, it's called a bit of roi. The bit of says just don't look at it as a kvias. It's a karuvus which has a bit of, and if it has a bit of, we don't say the pasha of kavua. This Rabbi said we never done in the Gemara. That the Gemara says if I have 9 stores and 1 store sells treif and 9 stores sells kosher, so is it haka more mistaver that it came from the roiv than the meat or not? Is there more chance that it came from the roiv? There's more. It's more mistav that came from the roiv than ish. The lady in medayich hakasha from the b'shimin shkop. Side aleph on the right of the page. Teisha moiches basa shchuta v'achas basa nevela. The afina mikra the achir rabim lahatas im noima shuhum humisham bira. Yeah. I have 30 Tamir Chacham say, Uns kum dois from the Sugya, kosher. And 7 say that. So, Mistama, you go after they're right. Aber beteisha chanuyas, im noima api shikul datenu, di yoise kore de mitzias, shabosa hanimsa humiteisa ashutis, ein bira ze doime le shikul adas, sharoiv, mechavn le das achas. The 9 stores, they relate to each other. Just like each, in other words, each store says that there's 9 against me that didn't come from me. There's 1 store which is kosher. That store, the 9 that says that it didn't come from you. So each one, where do you have 9 stores to say that it's kosher? It was only 1 priesthood. Voy, the Indians are loy mashapi roiv. Harabim shachok mayachim mechavna lehemes. Yoisehu, the roiv, the lesser come on. That's like a ruba, the lesser come on. If there are 10 people saying one thing and 3 saying the other, it's mistava, that's true. Why is that called a ruba, the isa come on? They're kasha at the pshim and very stark. By Sanhedrin lechoya, it's not a ruba, the isa come on. It's a ruba, the lesser come on. It's mistava to say. That if 10 people say one way, it's like that. But whether you have 10 or 15 sibas to say that it's kosher. Those are kashif as a pshimen, of them that the gan shashir, of a bez Hashem next week, like we start the next mitzvah, the mitzvah for shayftim, the shayftim, the shayftim, the shayftim, I made a kutsa sikkim of all the shirim together, mamet v'daya kitsa, you have it in front of you, and lomenish vageset, the gvaldi gemedrish, the vos gateman, the achir yabim lahatas, nishtu gain, bosa didayas, like the kogna, of them, I'm a tzvei, the shayftim. It's a shame. The Medrash, the reason is because there's no rabbin. Each one is on his own. It's like a million days clapping one grace a day of a thousand even from Klal Yisrael. Other the pshat is achi amlahat is nobi as a sofik and shtok and sofik is avad the Hashem alokeichem eves. I think I